Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you, Father. Lord, we just thank you for allowing us this time on this line, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for this right now word that we're about to receive. Father, we ask that you prepare our hearts and our minds to be able to receive this word tonight. Father, we ask that you would drive out distraction that would try to steal from the word. We thank you for your anointing, oh Father, being over this line tonight and for the people that's on this line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sister Cece.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I have some info that I'd like to share with you. On Wednesday nights, we have another prayer line service, and that Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688. That begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We also use the same 916 number for all of our once-a-month in-person Sunday service. You can tune in to hear the entire church service live. Our in-person service meets every second Sunday of each month at 1 p.m. inside of the Christ Unity Baptist Church. The address is 1320 L Street, Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Our next in-person service will be March 10th at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Whatever you cannot do or unable to do or just don't want to do at all online, you can always do through our P.O. box, including prayer requests, messages, tithes, and offerings, a note, a card, or anything above. Please feel free to use the postal service. Our P.O. box is Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. If you prefer online, you can do all of the above using our website, which is fullgospelhouse.org, or please feel free to use our email address for the same reasons mentioned, and that is fghprayer@yahoo.com. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer Sacramento, California, which can also be used to hear all of our Tuesday night prayer line recordings through a link that is on our Facebook page. Our Twitter handle is fghprayer. And if you prefer, we are still using Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. Just log into your bank account, go to send money through Zelle, type in Full Gospel House of Prayers, and we are linked with our email address. Again, that is fghprayer@yahoo.com. Supporting kingdom work through this ministry is greatly appreciated. It is now time for our testimony. Please minimize your testimonies to 1 minute. After testimony, Pastor Smith will bring forth the word from God. And thank you, and don't forget to mute your phone when you're not speaking. Praise God.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor, this is Cece.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, first, I want to give honor to God and thank him for being ahead of my life and leading me the way he is leading me. I also want to thank you, Pastor, for all that you've done for me and all that you've done for the church and those who are underneath your voice and leadership. I want to thank you for this past Sunday, for the blessings that you've bestowed. And also, I wanted to say my paperwork went through, and I will be getting my move-in date most likely this week.
Thanks the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
I do, Pastor. I just want to praise and honor God. I have something very important for work today that was actually in San Mateo. And I was like, okay, I don't know how to get there, but it's going to work out. This morning I woke up, my alarm didn't go off. There was no hot water to shower. It was cold. But I got there on time. I had a great time. And that's it. Thank you.
God. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there is any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for your Word tonight, that the Word is a lamp unto our feet. And we thank you for the Word of God guiding us. We thank you, O Father, that your Word would be illuminated tonight, that we receive what we have need of. We ask that the Spirit of God dispel the works of Satan, that he cannot hinder the Word of God from coming forth tonight. And we praise you for it by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Please turn to Leviticus, the 17th chapter, verse 11, and Hebrews, the 9th chapter, verse 11 through 14. Again, Leviticus 17 and 11, Hebrews, the 9th chapter, verses 11 through 14. When you get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is for the believers tonight, because you are under a blood covenant tonight. And tonight God wants you to understand that there are benefits in the blood of Jesus. And so many are not receiving those benefits, the advantage that the benefit gives and helps us and give us favors and blesses us and make things better for us. These are the benefits to the blood, the new covenant. And so many are not walking and receiving those benefits, that it's a covenant, it's an agreement, because Jesus paid the sin debt with his blood. And these are the advantage we have, the benefit that works for us, that furnish all saints everything you have need of, is set apart for you. Sanctified means set apart, because of the blood of Jesus. And so I had to, my mind had to expand to receive this. And when your mind expands, you are aroused in your mind, and you are invoked, and you are stirred in your mind. And you know that you know that you have those benefits. And so because you have those benefits, your spirit is aroused, you are stirred, you are provoked to ask for protection from God through the blood. And you know that you have this because of the Word of God. And when God gives you that revelation, you stand on those benefits. I remember years ago, it was prophesied to me. Pastor Larry prophesied this to me. He said, God don't want you to ever worry, Pastor Smith. He said, everything you have need of for ministry is already set apart for you. He said, don't worry about what things look like. All you have to do is just thank God for it. And my mind just expanded, because I believe, because of the blood covenant. Saints, you must get this. I don't care what's going on in your life. If your mind can awaken tonight, if your mind can expand tonight, if the Word of God just could illuminate your mind could come into a place where it's aroused tonight. God, through his Son, paid the sin debt with his blood. So because of the blood, there's benefit for you and I, because of salvation. That's what we receive. God aids us. He supports us. He helps us. These are benefits, saints of God. So many are not walking in those benefits. And the benefits from God surpass anything in this earth. Whatever you stand in need of, it's in the blood. In the blood is mercy. Well, people won't give you mercy. It's mercy in the blood. In the blood is protection. It protects you from being harmed. It's in the blood. When sickness comes, the blood heals you. It comes against the sickness. But you have something to do. You got to stand on that word. Be aroused in your spirit. Be stirred in your spirit. It's not by feelings. It's not by your emotion. It's not by document. It's not what the adversary is doing to you. It's because of the blood of Jesus. It's a price that's been paid through the precious blood of Jesus. You are redeemed from every enemy that's been sent out against you because of the blood. You are justified because of the blood. Sins has been acquitted because of the blood. Because of the blood, we are reconciled back to God. We was not at one time, but because of the blood, reconciliation came forth because of the blood. We overcome the thing that is hard for us because of him being the overcomer. We overcome because of the blood of Jesus. There's overcoming power. You receive it. These are benefits I'm talking about tonight. And I'm encouraging you tonight. These are the benefits that God provided through his son. In the Old Testament, they used animals and all. This was just a shadow of things to come. But Jesus shed his blood. This is so important tonight because so many are not walking and receiving these benefits tonight. I don't care how the devil comes against you, what the devil sends out against you, what you're feeling right now, what you're going through, the things that you're contending with. The blood has finished the work for you. All you have to do is have your spirit aroused to pray, to be stirred, to pray and bring your petitions before God. That's 1 John, I think it's 14 and 15. Go before God and petition God. And stop worrying. Don't neglect to pray. Don't put it off. Don't cease to pray. He said, man ought to always pray and not to faint. Leviticus 17 and 11, please.
And it reads, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul.
It's life in the blood. The blood gives life. It's life in the blood. So when you're going through different situations in your life, you are redeemed because of the blood. These are the benefits. There's help in the blood. You're sustained because of the blood. There's favors because of the blood. The blood of Jesus aids you in whatever you have need of. Everything must yield to the blood of Jesus. When that prophecy came into my life, the Spirit of God invoked me. It aroused me. It stirred my spirit. And that's when I began to pray without ceasing and plead in the blood of Jesus over every adversary, over everything that was coming against me, over everything that was lacking, over everything that was trying to torment my body, my mind, my spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus. I was stirred to pray and plead the blood, that the blood of Jesus counteract, that the blood of Jesus dispel, that the blood of Jesus overthrow. And every time it happened, saints of God, but I was invoked. You need to be aroused as never before, because as long as you live and you're breathing God's breath, the adversary has planned against you, because the devil go about as a roaring lion. seeking whom he can devour. He's never tired. He never sleeps. He's always trying to get into your affairs. He's always trying to do something to harm you. He's always trying to go into a place where there's a gate open so he can devour you. He's never in a slumber state. And so that's why the blood of Jesus is your protection. What am I encouraging you tonight? Because so many, they're asleep. They neglect to pray. They avoid praying because praying is work. Why? Because the devil wants you to fall into a sleep. He wants your mind to wander. He wants you to not get into the word, because when you pray the word, you're going to see results. He wants you to worry. He wants you to procrastinate, to put it on delay, and that's when he comes in to bring havoc in our lives. That's why the word of God said, man ought to always pray and not to faint, because your adversary, the devil, go about seeking whom he can devour. But the word of God says in the book of Exodus, he said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. That's Exodus, the 12th chapter, begin at the third verse. When he sees the blood, when you are in a blood covenant, you have to get this, saints of God. When you are under the blood covenant, he said, when I see the blood over your house, I will pass over you. That means when the devil want to knock on your door and bring all these troubles, yes, he's going to knock. Yes, he's going to try to force himself in. But you have the blood of Jesus to be your protection. When you begin to pray, when you begin to call on the name of the Lord, the Spirit of God hears your prayers because you are stirred. I want you to be stirred tonight. I know there's many things that's coming against the people of God as never before, because in the book of Daniel, in the last days, that Satan will wear out the saints. There are people being just worn out. They're going through all kinds of situations, all kinds of trouble. The adversary is just wearing them out. But I'm encouraging you tonight, if you're going through just a vicious cycle, if the adversary is coming, constantly pounding on you, if you've been tormented in all areas of your life, it's time for your spirit to be stirred tonight. It's time for you to petition God. It's time for you not to be lazy tonight. It's time for you not to neglect to pray tonight. It's time for you not to avoid to pray tonight, not to cease in prayer tonight, not to dismiss to pray tonight, not to put a delay. You know, it's puzzled me sometimes when people can be so prompt to do what the secular world have mandated them to do. They can be on time. They can worry about a job. They can worry about getting there. They can worry about all kind of things to keep that job. But then they put God on the back burner. That's puzzling to me. They put God on the back burner when it comes to anything else. They dismiss God. He's always last on the list. But there are those who are so girded up in their mind, who know that their help come from the Lord, who know that their protection is from the Lord, who knows that God is their healer, who knows they are set apart to do kingdom work for God, and whatever demonic spirit, whatever Sarah tried to hinder them from doing the kingdom work that God has placed them in the earth, is not going to work. Why? Because they are in a blood covering. That's from Genesis to Revelation. Everything Paul went through, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob went through, the adversary was on their trail constantly, but they were set apart by God to do a work in the earth. And nothing could stop or hinder what God had for them to do. And this is for someone tonight I'm talking about someone that's invoked tonight, someone that's called in on the name of Jesus, someone that's stirred up, someone that's petitioned God tonight. Someone that has a request before God tonight is pleading for help tonight. God wants you to know there's benefit through the blood of Jesus. There's help through the blood of Jesus. You are sustained through the blood of Jesus. You have favors because of the blood of Jesus. You have aid because of the blood of Jesus. But then there are some people never gets it. They are faithful to every other thing that this world system is built up, but they put him at the end of their list. And I do not understand. I can't comprehend that sense of God. Because I know that the adversary, he's out to devour you and I. And he's not going to ask for permission. He's going to force enter. He goes in forcefully when you don't even understand that he's planning and plotting against you. But then you cease to pray. You neglect praying. You mumble. You grumble. You avoid. You cease. You put things off. But oh, when it comes to something important to your flesh and important to your agenda, you're going to make sure that you will get that right. But it's time to get it right with God tonight as never before. Why? Because of the blood covenant, saints of God. He told them in the book of Exodus all the things that was going to happen to Pharaoh and Pharaoh's kingdom. He said, but when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. I will keep you safe. I will not harm you. Disaster will not come to your dwelling. The plagues that I'm going to plague Pharaoh will not plague you. There are plagues that Satan has set up against us, saints of God, because he's what? He's our adversary. He's not our friend. And so many believers act like Satan are their friend. And they dismiss prayer. They dismiss seeking after God until trouble is like a pollution over their lives. When everything is gone totally chaotic, out of control, everything is falling apart, then they cry out to God. It's time to cry to God before the adversary take the advantage of you. He said, man ought to always pray and not to cease. You pray before the adversary enter in. When you pray, the prayers of the righteous avail it much, and you block the adversary through prayer, through being consistent to God, being obedient to God, to being in a place where you are a seeker of God, where you cease to stop praying, where you pray all the time. He said, man, I have to always pray and not faint. We're in an hour of this time that everything around us in this world system has us so caught up that we're not getting the benefits that's rightfully ours if we are under the blood covenant, if we are children of the Most High God. It means whenever trouble is around you, whatever the adversary is planning for you, whatever the doors of Satan trying to close on you, whatever he's trying to do in your health, whatever he's trying to do to your children, he says to believe on Jesus, you and your house will be saved. What do I do every day? I pray that prayer. I don't look at the circumstances, what they're going through or what they're doing, because I am a believer, and it's a prayer over my seed. He said, if I believe, my house will be saved. Jacob believed. His children was wayward, but God delivered Jacob's children. They were dysfunction. They was out of order. Oh, but Joseph, but God delivered Jacob's children because he believed in the God of Israel. He was a praying man. He was a man that sought after the Lord. I'm encouraging single parents. I'm encouraging people, old and young. Pray without ceasing in this hour. Whether you're married or not, it's time to seek after the Lord for yourself in this hour. It's time to have a pillar at the altar. It's time to lean on the horns of the altar. It's time to pray without ceasing. It's time to chase after the Most High God. It's time to become a God chaser. It's time to stop avoiding seeking after God or neglecting to pray. It's time to bring your requests before God. It's time to pray without ceasing. It's time for you and I to be stirred as never before. Because when you're stirred, the Spirit of God gonna let his anointing fall upon you like a wind. It falls like it will. It falls when it wants to fall. It moves like it wants to move. It's his anointing. Can't no one control the anointing of God. It belongs to God. He let the anointing fall as he will. Can't nobody control the anointing. But when you begin to seek God and pray, he will come in that place like a force over you, and the anointing will fall upon you, and you will understand what you're saying because you don't know how to pray as you ought, but the Spirit begin to pray through you. That's in the book of Romans 8:27. You need to learn how to pray as never before. You need to learn how to cry out to God as never before. Because the enemy, your adversary, he's not your friend, he's your adversary. He's against you because you're in the blood covenant. But you have benefits. You have the advantage for things to be better. For things to yield to God. For God to aid you. For God to sustain you. This is an hour as never before that we need to stand on the benefit of the blood tonight. We need to stand in a place where we're praying consistently and calling on the name of Jesus. He said, you call on my name, you will be delivered. Not complaining. Not thinking about your trouble. The Spirit of God stirred me when my brother began to tell me, everything you have need of, the Lord has set it apart for you. Don't worry. Just pray and seek the Most High God. It was the second time that a word was given to me like that. Then a young man from South Africa gave me that word 20 years before that time. Everything you have need of, pray without ceasing, because it's already set up for you. And what I'm encouraging you tonight, everything you have need of, because of the covering of the blood, is mercy in the blood, is help in the blood, is support in the blood. It's healing in the blood. It's aid in the blood. The blood protects. The blood guards. The blood protects. It keeps you from harm. It's the power of the blood. It's life in the blood. Where the enemy will pronounce death and try to shorten your life. The word of God says there's life in the blood. He said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. He said, I will cleanse your blood that has not been cleansed. Whenever the blood get infected, whenever the blood stop producing and doing the things that God has designed it to do, he will go into that place and begin to cleanse your blood from the impurities in your blood. There's power and life in the blood of Jesus. When they announce all kinds of things about your health, the blood of Jesus will go into that place. His virtue will cleanse your blood. Where they say that you didn't got this length of time to live, and this bodily function will decrease in so many months or years. The word of God goes in and detox, and the word of God goes in and cleanse, and the virtues of Jesus go in and heal. But you got to be in a place where you're invoked tonight. when your children is sick, the blood of Jesus will allow you to lay hands on your children in the spirit of healing. The brushes of Jesus will move in your hands. As you lay hands, his brushes will move through your hands. He said, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee because of the blood. He's the great physician. He's the great healer. Hebrew, the 9th chapter, 11-14, please.
And it reads, but Christ being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of the goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and of the ash of heifers sprinkling the unclean sanctifies to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without a spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
This is wrapping it up. Christ the high priest already have given us good things. It's a good thing through the blood. This tabernacle that was made perfect through his blood, not by the hands of people of this world. He went in, he entered that tabernacle one time into that most holy place. It didn't take the blood of goats and bulls for that sacrifice. He took his own blood and obtained eternal salvation for you and I. His blood purified. We're going to go through these useless rituals of goats and animals so that we may serve the living God. That's why the blood of Jesus, that's why his son came. Thank you, Jesus. And paid the sin debt. Because goats and bullocks couldn't do it. He offered himself as a sacrifice for you and I. For good things, for favors, for things to be better. To have the advantage. To have that support to bless us, to give us favors. These are good things. His blood purifies our conscience. That we don't have to go through these rituals of going into the altar with animals and putting their blood on the altar. He did it one time only. Eternal salvation came through the blood of Jesus. So that we may what? Serve the living God. That's why Jesus sacrifice his blood to reconcile us back to God, to serve him. Not serve the world, but to serve God. To bring us back into oneness with God. He reconciled us back, not to the world. We get it so mixed up and so twisted. He sacrificed his blood on the cross to reconcile us back to God, to serve God, to serve God, not to serve the world, not to be mandated to the world, but to serve God. Saints, wake up. The devil is deceiving people as never before. Jesus paid the sin debt for the purpose to reconcile us back to God, to give us good things, to make it better, for us to gain, to have help and protection to serve God. This is the word of God. But then there's those believers, they serve everything else, this world system, and this world system will fire you. This world system will have you come in and work, and no, job is closing up, going bankrupt. The world system will trick you not some of the time, all of the time. The world system will hire their friends, their neighbor, their loved one, and cause you to train them and give them the promotion. They can care less about you. But so many are so blind. They're dogmatic about the things of this world and dismiss the God that said, I sent my son. He willfully gave up, shed his precious blood, satisfied God by paying the sin debt so we could be reconciled back to God to serve him, to be purified. That's why Jesus died. But we are so twisted until God enlighten us. When we understand the purpose of salvation is to be reconciled back to God, to be set apart, to be used by God, to point people that's not saved to God, to point them and direct them to God. Why? Because that's why Jesus shed his blood on the cross, so we could be in fellowship with God again, to serve him, to be true disciples. And what happened? All your needs he supplies. When the adversary go about as a roaring lion, he's not a lion, as a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. The blood protect you from the adversary. When the enemy desires to destroy your body, the blood of Jesus, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Because of my stripes, you are healed. When the blood of Jesus is out to take out your children, he said, you are a believer. Because you believe, you and your house is saved. He said, I'll pass over your house. Because one believer in that house is saved. And the blood covered that whole house. And the house is delivered. These are the benefits tonight. Awaken saints of God as never before. Come into a place of an awakening. Be aroused by God's word today. God's word needs to arouse you tonight. That you will not any longer neglect to put him first. He says to seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all things shall be added. When you put God first, everything absolutely shall be added. Every single thing that God will for your life, the word of God, shall be added. Why? Because you put him first. Everything shall be added because you are a God seeker. You're chasing after the Lord. And he said, I will add everything for you personally that you have need of to do kingdom work. That you have need of to serve me. That means whatever help you have need of, it's there for you because of the covenant of the blood, the new covenant. You're in a new covenant. That's why I encourage people to pray, believe God, and begin to thank him and praise him. And as the word went forth on Sunday, visualize it. See it as done according to what God will for you. That's what you should do. That's what it says in the book of Habakkuk. Though the vision tarry, wait for it. People don't want to wait anymore. He said, it was speaking, not lie. Though it tarry. I don't care what document. I don't care what adversary come. I don't care how the enemy tried to come to destroy. He cannot if I'm under the covenant of the blood. The adversary has no power, saints of God. The Spirit of God overthrow, dethrone, dispel, and bring that adversary into utter confusion because of the blood. That's what happened with Pharaoh. He was brought into utter confusion because of God covering his people from the adversary. You have a great I am that wants you to know tonight, I'm your shield and I'm your buckler. I'm with you. Serve me. Serve me. And you will see with your own eyes how I manifest myself to you, and my favors will take over your life. My shield and my protection will be over your household. And none of the plagues that the world goes through will visit your property, your life, your body. Because when the enemy comes in with his fiery darts, the blood of Jesus caused that target to be in utter confusion where he missed because of the blood tonight. So what I'm encouraging you, this is what the Word of God says in the book of Hebrews. Blood of goats and bullocks, that sacrifice was just a shadow of the things to come. But Christ, the high priest, the perfect man, went into a place of the tabernacle, entered one time on into that holy place, and shed his blood for us to receive eternal salvation through his blood that purifies us so that we can do what? Serve the living God. Serve the living God. Not the things of this world, but serve the living God. Israel, saints of God, and all we have to do is stand, believe, and receive it. And I don't care how the enemy come, he's a trickster. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. He's false. He go about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour, who he can trick, seeing who he can overthrow. But because of the covering of the blood, you're protected tonight because Jesus paid the sin debt for the purpose for us to serve the true and the living God. Do anyone have me to prayer tonight?
I do, Pastor Smith. I just ask for prayer for Faith and Tamara. They're a little kind of under the weather.
Okay. Do anyone else have me to prayer tonight? There is no more prayer request. Father, I thank you tonight. It's life in the blood. And I thank you, Jesus, that you poured out your blood for mankind. Not the blood of bullocks and bulls and goats, but Jesus, the high priest, sacrificed his body on the tree and paid the sin debt that no one else could do. Bullocks and goats couldn't satisfy God, but you satisfied God with your precious blood. You paid the price. The curse was lifted because of the shed blood of Jesus. You paid the debt, the sin debt. We thank you, Father Jesus, that the sin debt was paid on the cross of Jesus. And we forever thank you, Father Jesus, that because of Jesus in the cross, we in fellowship with God, we have been reconciled back to God to serve him, not to serve the world. So many things are twisted, God. They are so faithful to the world system. They worry about the world system, how they can do things to please the world system, when the world system can care less about cutting you off. They cut you off when you're getting up in age. They cut you off when you are sick. They cut you off when you have problems. They cut you off when you have difficulty and you cannot please them any longer. They cut you off when the company is failing without notice. they cut you off. Because the word of God said, when you're a friend of the world, you imitate against God. They're your enemy. But you are a friend. Father, I thank you tonight that this world will illuminate the people of God who love to serve the world with all their strength and their might. Dismiss you. Put you on the back burner. Make up all excuses why they can't. Satan love it. Why? Because he know. He has his finger in their eyes, and their mind is confused. So I ask by faith tonight that the Spirit of God open up the saints of God's eyes, transform and renew their mind, bring them back to God. I ask that you forgive us, Father Jesus, because that's sin. It's unrighteousness. You said all unrighteousness is sin. It's unrighteousness. It's crucifying Christ afresh, and he's not going to be crucified again. He died one time only. He's not getting back on that cross anymore. It's a finished work. Father, this word is real. And I thank you tonight, Father, for the word to move swiftly and bring deliverance, God, that people will hold on to the horns of the altar as never before. I'm not talking about a physical altar, but an altar in their hearts, God. That's what Jesus was saying. Not the tabernacle that man made, but a tabernacle in the heart. Father, I thank you tonight because of paying the sin debt, we have been reconciled back to God to serve him in holiness and in righteousness, to point those that's not saved to God, to live a life that's pleasing to our Maker. Father, I thank you that the roaring lion is not going to stop, because the word of God says Satan go about as a roaring lion. His time is short, and he's moving as never before. Awaken your saints tonight. Awaken them and arouse them, Father Jesus, to begin to seek the Lord as never before, to pray without ceasing, and put God first. And God, I thank you that only you can give us an awakening, God, because when Zion sleeps, the devil troubles us. Awaken Zion, which is the church tonight, out of a deep sleep tonight, that we'll be awakened and be stirred to serve the true and living God. Oh, Father, I thank you for the awakening. No human can do this. Only the Spirit of God can awake us and reveal yourself to us as never before in these end times. Because we are in end times, but everything is uncertain. But you say, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. You do not change. We were created to serve God, the great I am, the Creator, who made us perfect specimen. And Father, your blood purifies us and brings us into perfection. It's life in the blood. The blood of Jesus brings life when the sentence of the death is all around us. It brings eternal life through the blood of Jesus. I thank you for healing, delivering, and protecting your people tonight with the precious blood of Jesus. Guard their homes, save their children, pass over their household because of the blood of Jesus tonight. Your word said, when I see the blood over your house, I will pass over you. Let no plagues come nigh their dwelling tonight. Protect them with the precious blood of Jesus. Father, I thank you for touching Sister Tamara in faith. Come against sickness and disease and all the discomfort they may be going through at this time, God. Your word says, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I thank you for the virtues of Jesus to move and the Spirit of God to cast out the spirit of infirmities over them and heal them tonight in Jesus' name. And God, I praise you for the virtues of Jesus to do what humans cannot do, that the blood of Jesus bring life to those things that the enemy says is dead. Bring life back, Jesus, as you did for Lazarus. You said, come forth, Lazarus. Allow us to come forth through your word, through your name, Jesus, through your precious blood. And God, I thank you for coming forth tonight because of the precious blood of Jesus. And I praise you for it and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, be blessed. We'll be online tomorrow at 8 p.m. God bless you.
God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you for listening. Pastor Beatrice Smith and the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.